The Spinoff Podcast Network. Skinny are helping you show how smart you are with the 1Q Quiz, an all-new, super challenging and super quick daily quiz built by The Spinoff. Every Monday, Skinny are giving you the chance to prove you're smart with the Skinny Extra Credit question. Get it right, and you'll get the chance to score yourself some Skinny Extra mobile credit so you can text, call, or even video call your group chat and gloat about how big your brain is. T's and C's apply.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix podcast. Tune in today.
No mai haere mai, piki mai, kake mai, kei te whakarunga koe ki Superpod. Welcome friends and iPod users, Superpod 2021. This is the Avengers of the Spinoff Podcast Cinematic Universe. And we are gathered here today in the twilight of the COVID-ridden year. In the sort of sofas area. What is this area called? I don't even know. Does it have a name? The sofas bit of the
chill out zone.
The couches.
The couches.
But like capitalized.
Cush.
So do people say sofas? Is that a thing? Or does people say couches? Is that a class thing? Or
is it a class thing. I had couches corrected to sofas in a book I wrote.
Oh. So a book you wrote or a book that what's his face? Dan the man wrote.
It's a secret.
That's Duncan Grieve there, who is taking a brief pause from his one long monologue that he normally delivers. We've unplugged him briefly from his own private studio where he just speaks in unbroken sentences 24/7. To join us for this super pod, we are, as I was mentioning, not in the studio for reasons of COVIDness. We're instead gathered on the couches and the sofas in the open office. And with me, I'm Toby Manhart, I mentioned that. There's Jane Yee. Kia ora, Jane.
Kia ora.
There's Leonie Hayden.
Hello.
Duncan Grieve, we've mentioned him. There's Mad Chapman.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. And Alice Neville.
Kia ora, Toby.
Killed beside her on the care sofa is Stanley the dog.
Hello.
And all of this strange rig. And the production genius is thanks to Tiahe Butler.
Yay!
We shout out to Tiahe for making all the podcasts really sing. Second half of the year, when he joined us, it's been great. But also to our beloved Tina Tiller. Is she in the office?
She's right
Tina.
Here. Yes,
she is.
What up, T?
What a picture.
Hey, what's up?
Tina is the very kind of, you know, the spiritual core of the spinoff. And also really good at her job. She doesn't, her work on the design on the site's been pretty amazing, hasn't it? I'm starting to sound like I'm doing a monopod.
Yeah, come into it.
And also to Jonathan Pierce, who helped with that, and still is working on the Bernard pod.
He sure is. And also I just want to say that Simon Day is absent. Oh. He was supposed to be here.
Without official leave.
But he is not. Had a big night.
He's got his out of office on.
We had the spin-off Christmas party last night. It was a lot of fun. There was some beer pong played, undefeated, since you asked.
Yeah, I still have. I've got a very swollen arm from diving on a hard floor.
That's
in
just called,
beer pong.
That's called commitment.
Yeah.
Yes. Ill-advised.
Someone was like, I thought I heard your back make a sound. I was like, well, it feels okay for now.
So committed that when I went to do the 10 minutes till the bus arrives call, that when I came back to do the 5 minutes of the bus arrives call, you guys were starting another game.
Moving swiftly on. I have brought in some Christmas crackers.
Hey!
Which I'm going to pass around. You can grab one out of there and tear it open. I thought what we'd do, just to get into the Christmas mood, is pull the crackers in the usual form. And perhaps read the joke. I don't know what the joke. Hopefully they're not too good, but maybe we have a few jokes.
Did you feel write
no
them?
Danger of that?
Yes. Did you write these jokes, Toby?
No, I didn't. No. Countdown wrote these jokes.
I've got nothing in mine.
Oh my god, these. I've got nothing in mine either.
Oh dear.
So I got six
oh my
toys.
God.
What? In
no
my
way.
Oh.
This is really happening in front of my eyes.
Can I just let everyone know? So I got a dice, a pencil sharpener, a nail clipper, a bulldog clip, and a tiny photo frame.
You also won a Voyager Media Award, and that is your your prize.
I've got all the jokes.
Someone was getting towards the end of the shift at the Christmas Cracker Factory. Yeah. Like, fuck it, I'm just going to stick all it. It's like when people go around doing the circulars, you know, it's like, fuck it, I'm near the end of my round. You're getting 75 warehouse flyers, mate.
I'm going to put all the crowns on at once.
Do you have any jokes?
Okay.
While she's unfolding the joke, I just want to say this whole Christmas cracker situation, extremely real pod. Definitely a corny working at the Christmas cracker factory.
Working, inverted commas.
Can you pass those around, please, Alice?
No. Yes, no, I can. Yep.
So you got six jokes.
I got six.
I don't want one. Pass me around that way. Thank you very much.
I want that one.
I don't know if anyone is still listening. It's a great start. What we're going to do is we're going to go around and I'm going to invite each of my friends here to introduce themselves, read a joke, and then perhaps talk a little about 2021 and sum it up. We'll talk about a moment, perhaps, that may or may not be related to the podcast that they contribute to, worked on. Hats are going on. Down. Oh, yeah.
I'm hatless. Are there any more hats?
Yes, there's plenty. I'll pass one down to you.
Jane, are you feeling... You're putting a hat on, lovely yellow hat.
Yeah, beautiful.
Are you feeling ready, primed to read us a joke and then enlighten us?
I've never been less ready. My hat just fell off. Okay. What song do you sing at a snowman's birthday party?
What?
Freeze a Jolly Good Fellow.
Hey?
Yes, you do.
Right, the year in, I guess, representing the real pod, the year in reality TV, was actually a bit of a cracker of a year. We had some pleasant surprises and some shows that we thought might not be that great and turned out to be actually really great.
What was the best one? Was that Survivor? Was that the best one?
My best one, and we'll have to defer to Duncan for his because as a co-host of The Real Pod, but mine was Celebrity Treasure Island.
Okay. Not Survivor?
There was no Survivor this year.
Wasn't there?
Hasn't been
That's
a New Zealand Survivor for a
That's
while.
That's what I meant.
Have
That's
you not been I listening meant. To The Real Pod, Toby?
I never listened to
that. Very surprising. No, Celebrity Treasure Island was amazing. It was an amazing cast. It came at the perfect time during lockdown where we all just need a nice warm cuddle from some celebrities, and it really delivered. And then the final three were just a dream trio to be in the final, ultimately won by Chris Parker, lots of tears, just really bloody lovely. Really, really good.
Thank God.
The Masked Singer was... very popular. Give it that.
We had the Masked Singer costumes in the office for some
reason. We had the pev. Yeah. That was I mean, we've talked about this on The Real Pod, but it was a like a watered-down version of the US franchise, and obviously entertaining for New Zealand audiences, but it just dragged on, you know? It really limped along for a while there.
Everyone who was involved in it left lesser for the experience.
Yes. But it's coming back next year, so that's exciting.
Oh, yeah. Especially. Us most of all.
Leonie Hayden, you launched a new podcast this year.
Sure did.
Well done.
Which means, you know, I don't have a year's worth of podcasts to draw on for a roundup. We have only completed 5 episodes. I got to do my joke. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
Oh.
I feel like you guys can get this.
Not today.
No.
In cold blood.
Frostbite.
Oh, very good.
Getting a theme here.
Yeah.
Snowy theme.
My year in podcasting really only started a couple of months ago. We launched NEAR, which is our public interest journalism funded fortnightly Māori interest, Māori affairs, stuff what Māoris do podcast, hosted by myself and Mediana Johnson and Te Kuru Jews. And we just sort of tackle a different kaupapa each episode. We talk to an expert and we have a yarn amongst ourselves. I do a Bernard-style monopod up top where I just ramble on for a bit about what I reckon.
Better stuff.
Duncan, I was just going to say, how does that feel? How does that feel as the originator of the monopod and Bernard's sort of taken it
the
over?
The difference is that Bernard stops.
Yeah. Right. So that's why, exactly, we emulated Bernard on this format rather than Duncan because it's just up top and then it jumps into something else.
I just want to add, Leonie, you said that you've only been podcasting with Nair for a few months, whereas most of us have been going the whole year. I still feel that you have had more quality actual podcast content in those few episodes than probably all of us combined.
You don't have to make it a competition.
Well, Leonie's the winner is what I'm saying.
Well, that's very kind. Untrue, but very kind. But I have to say the highlight of the episodes we've done so far was actually our last episode on Hākari, which is our sort of traditional way of sharing food and is like a way of honouring guests and visitors. I just really loved going out at the end of the year on sort of like a high note, talking about something positive and unifying, something uniquely Māori, but that is shared widely with every visitor that is interested in participating. And it comes, of course, with its own unique tikanga and appreciation of food. It just made me reappreciate that, like, this thing that we do three or more times a day, every single culture in the world has their own views on that, and they're all quite different, which is, like, I love that. I love being reminded that we all look at water differently and food and friendship or whatever the universal ways of relating, we actually experience them quite differently. And that's kind of what Nair is about. It's just about talking to those sort of Māori lived experiences of things that we take for granted. I mean, that's kind of what Ātea, my section on the spin-off, was sort of created for as well. So it's just a little fortnightly dabble.
It's not little.
It's pretty short.
It's really good. And if you aren't already listening to it, you should just pick up your iPod and just scroll through.
Yeah.
And get the wheel spinning.
And get it to spin around the little wheel and subscribe to Nick.
Yeah, find us
right
on
now. Do it right now.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts.
Duncan Grieve, tell us a joke.
How do snow men get around?
Misogyny.
Sexist.
How do snow men get around?
Only the men.
They get around.
Snowmobiles.
Snowmobiles. I actually saw this one, but I'm not going to answer because I already know the answer. But I can, but I think it's better I don't.
Something ice.
Yep.
Ice.
Yep.
Yeah, get
ice
it.
Skates.
I mean, no,
that can't be.
That's too literal.
Come on then, Duncan.
Yeah, we haven't got all day.
They ride an icicle.
These are
actually just well-pitched jokes.
Snowman 3 times head. Over in the joke so far.
Snowbee Manheim. Am I right?
That's good.
Thank you. What would you like from me?
What would you like to say? Are you going to talk about media? Are you going to talk about reality television?
No, I'm going to talk about media.
Me. I'm going to talk about me.
Dear. Talk about media.
You can't spell media without me. So it was a like buzzy and busy year for media. Like the Fold tries to cover New Zealand's media, but unavoidably now that means the intersection of it with technology and what have you. And there was heaps of crazy shit on that front, like the Australian bargaining code affair, which was this year, even though it feels like last century, where Google were like, we're just going to turn off search for Australia, and Facebook like, well, we'll just. Actually did.
They did.
Just pull news out of the news feed as a like hurricane was approaching.
Yeah.
Which it meant that the Australian Weather Service, you know, you just were just hopefully getting some information from your mates.
I think we got maybe two or 300 extra Australian readers that day.
We did. It was a huge day. So like that was just an extraordinary incident and like I mean Australia obviously a nightmare country where everything is bad. But on some level, the fact that they said, okay, they called their bluff and the tech companies blinked, that was like, well, that was an amazing thing. And now we're in New Zealand, you know, have applied for the Commerce Commission to do a similar thing. So that's been fun. But the story I found like most interesting as like a sort of a parable for what's happening to media more broadly was actually like in the most traditional kind of hidebound area of media, which is commercial radio. And watching what happened to MediaWorks this year, and particularly the transformation of Magic Talk into what's coming next year, which is Today FM. Terrible. I loathe the name. But
Today's FM yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So basically, like, you know, MediaWorks, the MediaWorks that we're talking about now was created basically a year ago when it cleaved away from the TV company that is now Discovery and became an outdoor media and all of the, you know, half of New Zealand's radio stations. And they had this talk radio brand, Magic Talk, that started the year with like Sean Plunkett, John Banks doing fill-in, Peter Williams, this just kind of grouchy old shaken hand at Cloud group of dudes.
Scared of Maoris climbing through the bathroom window.
Terrifying thought. And within like 6 weeks, they were all gone, you know. And for the rest of the year, they basically hit, you know, they had a whole bunch of, you know, sort of sexual harassment and worse kind of allegations come up through social media. Those were dealt with the Dew report, which was released in its entirety publicly, which is a very rare thing for a corporate thing to do. And then they ended the year just like recruiting this incredible array of people to you know, fronted by Tover O'Brien to lead this new radio brand. And it just feels like a little, you know, a parable of what's happened to our media, which has just gone from being a kind of weirdly conservative force within New Zealand to something that feels like it's in motion in a way that's quite interesting. And so, yeah, that's the thing that I've been kind of most obsessed with, even down to the fact that, sorry, I know that you thought it was finished. I'm not finished. the fact that they gave the Rock's frequency to Today FM. So it's right next to ZB.
What's happened to the Rock?
So the Rock is going up to like 106.2, which is like beyond the band expansion of most. Yeah, no one noticed this. It's beyond the band expansion of most radios.
Scandal.
It's like, it's off in the, I don't know if it's the cellar or the basement or the attic. It's really.
That's the third rock from the sun, am I right?
That's. You are right. That is a contemporary reference.
That's what happened to Channel Z. It got bumped down when The Edge came to Auckland, and Channel Z got bumped down to what, to, I don't know, in the late 80s frequency, which then became Kiwi. So let's see what happens to The Rock.
That was the beginning.
Well, that's what I think it is. I mean, The Rock was the heart of their business for a long time. It was wildly profitable, deeply heinous, and now they've just kind of shunted it off to the Radio Netherlands. They put it right next to ZB. This is so game on, but it's also like The Rock as the kind of centre of our culture and is just, it's just not there anymore. Babe of the day. What's going to happen to Babe of the day? Who is the babe of the day?
I mean, maybe that's something that someone else could pick up on.
Yeah. Wind up your wife.
Mm. Yeah. Who's going to wind up our wives? Toby? Is it you?
Yeah. I'm available on Tuesdays and Fridays to wind up your wife. Matt Chapman. The Christopher Luxon of the spin-off. The new leader after a bloody coup. So the much-loved former editor, Jettison.
Conservative man.
After historic allegations. It was nothing. It was just... Anyway, not good to joke. Not good to joke about this. Mad, did you have a podcast?
I don't have a podcast.
Well, this is awkward, isn't it?
No, you featured on Remember When, talking about...
I spoke for 10 minutes on a podcast.
About van life.
It counts.
I don't have one for audible reasons, but I also... And so I also don't have a category.
I didn't know what to talk about.
I did think of something while Duncan was talking for about 30 minutes that something that happened this year... that you may not remember happened less than 6 months ago. The Olympics.
What? What?
Remember that?
That's crazy.
Remember the Olympics?
Remember when?
Vaguely.
That was cool. That was kind of the highlight right before we just really dipped into a deep low. Mm. And I think we did okay at the Olympics. I don't think people really cared that much. It was just kind of a nice thing to do right before we went into lockdown.
Yeah.
And
did some good rowing.
Yeah, well, there's some good jumping.
There's some good rowing. And we had some heartwarming moments in the office of us all sort of huddled around computer monitor, cheering on people in a sport we've never followed or
understood. Those are the days when you're allowed to huddle around, up close.
On these very couches and sofas.
Yeah. Depending on your
class. It also kind of, the Olympics, after the Olympics, sort of due to varied tragedies, brought out kind of how broken a lot of our sporting bodies are, which I think will be very important going forward. Cycling being the main one, and New Zealand rugby, which is like, I mean, the women's sevens team won, but other than that, New Zealand rugby also seems to have much work to do in the new year. So that kind of sport, weirdly, even though lots of it stopped, is seems to be like about to have a huge explosion in 2022. A lot of women's sport happening next year. Cricket World Cup.
World Cup, look forward to that.
You playing that?
Football World Cup? No.
Might get a sneaky call.
I did get asked if I wanted to be an announcer. Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
Imagine me announcing people to an excited crowd at Basin Reserve.
Welcome, everybody.
Yes, they can.
It's like play by yesterday's play.
But no, so that's kind of, I just thought I'd mention something that wasn't that dramatic.
In the 2022 Sports Pod. Yeah. Jane.
Yes.
Mm. Since, yep. Jane. Make it
since
happen,
Simon's
Jane.
Not here for the off spin, Black Caps had a good year, All Blacks had a bad year. And that's your sport roundup.
Tomorrow on Sports Pod, we wind up your wife. Would you read us a joke, Matt?
Oh, yes, I do have a joke. And it's not to do with snowmen. Whoa. Why did the turkey join the band?
Something about gobbling.
Drumsticks.
Oh,
he's too good.
Because savant. it had the drumsticks.
Wow. Gender neutral turkey. Love that.
Alice Neville.
Hello.
Hi, Alice.
You are the co-host of Dietary Requirements.
Yes.
Which is on sabbatical at the moment.
It is, yep.
But you are also the deputy editor of the spin-off.
That's right, yes.
And I suppose you're going to talk about food.
Well, yes, I thought I would, but if you've got other themes you want me to touch on, I'm across most of the goings-on in this country.
Right. What about the economy? Why don't you get into that? Macroeconomics.
The facts change.
Yeah.
Can you do a Vernon Hickey impersonation? We should have done that.
Essentially.
Yeah.
I'll stick with food.
Food.
Yeah, let's go food, because I was thinking about that. However, actually, what I'm going to touch on is a little bit related to the economy, because this year there was all these the lockdown, right? And I don't know if you knew, but it hit hospitality really hard, and hospitality is all about food and drink. So that's kind of the big theme of the year in the food world, is the hospo having a bit of a shit time and struggling to bounce back, and now they have the traffic light system to deal with, yada yada. But on a lighter note, and on a more personal perspective, Dietary Requirements went to Wellington for Wellington on a Plate, and we recorded a live podcast from Parrot Dog in Lyle Bay, and that was just a hit, I think.
Was that not the weekend before lockdown?
That was literally the weekend before lockdown. We were actually in the airport with a Delta case.
Hopefully not.
Oh, yeah, whoa.
You didn't say that earlier.
No. Yeah, you never mentioned that on your return.
Well, we didn't want to tell you all.
First time anyone has flown Delta for Wellington.
Yeah.
Oh. Did that just happen? Crackers.
Did you get that from the
Christmas crackers? And you've got Dad.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a nice little last hurrah before it all turned to shit.
Speaking of turning to shit, could you read us a question,
A joke, you mean?
A quick joke.
Yeah, it is as a quick. I can just read it as a like a question if you want. What do reindeer hang on their Christmas trees?
Ornaments.
Ah, she got it.
Oh, nice.
I like it because it sounds like a bit dirty.
The hesitation.
Ornaments. I was just saying ornaments.
And gift to you. My homemade ornaments.
She's my ornament for you.
You're winding up our lives right now.
Tell us about politics, Toby.
All right.
Well, have you got a joke first?
No, I think they're all done.
No, there's one here.
I think you could freestyle one. Yeah. You could riff one.
It's got to be Christmas.
Go on, Dad.
Is this a new...
T.I.
has just handed me a joke.
Lovely.
Sounds like a really good one.
It's not Christmas themed.
What?
What?
Where are the Andes?
The Andes.
That is a good.
It's a classic.
Not Christmas.
I love that you got the deadest joke of all of them.
It's cold.
At the end, in the
snow.
Andes.
Snow.
Oh, yeah. True.
Politics in 2021. Yeah, I mean, obviously the COVID theme was still hovering around a bit. I sort of think of it in a large part as a year in which the kind of exquisite simplicity of a elimination strategy ended, and so we, as a nation and policymakers and so on, were faced with having to deal with all the things that so many countries around the world had had to deal with, which is balancing a whole lot of different priorities and trade-offs and so on. And, there were some mistakes made, I think, in part, on a range of areas, whether it's testing, MIQ, the vaccine rollout. But also, I mean, this week we've hit 90% of the eligible population who are vaccinated, which is pretty amazing.
Well,
I think,
done, Aotearoa.
Stuart Nash.
Yeah.
I unironically think that's incredibly impressive, and that we should thank particularly all the people who around the country help that roll out in the different parts of the country that are less kind of able to have your big song and dance drive-throughs. Otherwise, what else happened?
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has the lowdown on everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. Join some of the superstars of the investment and business world as they share advice from their time in the US so you can make your mahi count in this massive market. The Investment Fix podcast, brought to you by Invest New Zealand. Tune in today.
There was the psychodramas of the National Party played out, and we've ended the year with a National Party that looks fit for purpose, which is great.
Looks like Ben Thomas.
Looks like from
Matt Chapman of the National Party.
I think that's a positive for the end of the year, that we'll have a good functioning opposition in 2022, I hope. That's politics. Did I miss anything out? I feel like it's one of those things where there may be some giant storyline that I've completely overlooked.
ACT got even more popular.
Yeah, but now sort of trending downwards again.
Because of Luxonmania.
Because of the man chairman of the National Party on the up.
Some of my favourite politics moments of the year involve, like, the Māori Party and accessories. I mean, that's not to undermine some of the excellent work that they've done in mitigating the terrible risks the pandemic. However, I liked how often that they were in the news for fashion reasons, such as Rawiri being turfed out for not wearing a tie, or the colonial noose.
Yeah.
And then the raru over his Air Jordans.
Yeah.
I mean, great. I mean, they always said they were going to be like a pebble in the shoe at Parliament, and I just...
Sometimes literally.
Yeah.
I love what Charlotte Muru Lanning wrote about both those incidents for the spin-off. Like,
yeah.
It really captured the mood of the moment and the complexities of it brilliantly.
That's right.
Can I just give a summary of the year on the Spin-off Podcast Network? Is that okay?
Oh, shake a vote.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Big year for us. First of all, we had Te Ahi come on board. And just the very fact that we needed to have someone come on board to actually engineer our podcasts is an achievement in itself. Shows the progress we've been making in expanding, which it's been a big year. We had Remember When launch. We had First, we had When the Facts Change launch as a new series. Well embedded now, When the Facts Change. And Breast Assured is a little little short limited series that you can also find on the network, which came out this year.
That was a good listen.
And of course, thank you, Leanne.
Great name as well. I don't know if I've given you enough kudos for that.
I'm going to take the credit. Yeah, that was my one.
She's a pun queen. She's a pun queen.
I am a pun queen.
And of course, Nair with the wonderful Leonie Hayden, Chikura Jewies, and Mariana Johnson. I have to give big ups to Duncan Grieve.
Shout out Duncan Grieve.
It's my favourite moment of the podcast.
His episode with Janet Wilson on The Fold was our single biggest day on the spin-off podcast network ever. Got to the 6 p.m. news.
The tea was hot.
And we have yet to recreate such a massive story on any of our podcasts, but we'll do it eventually at some point. Even if we have to make up the news.
Yeah,
we'll do it. But also, Toby,
no, that's getting clipped and put on the platform. Top Kiwi.
Even if we have to make up the news, the spin-off. .co.nz.
Toby Manheyer's Gone by Lunchtime that he hosts alongside Annabelle Lee Mather and Ben Thomas is our number one pod. It's our most popular pod. I mean, Bernard's hot on your heels. Ooh. Can I say?
Bernard's just everywhere on this podcast, despite he's not floating above us as a
spectral figure.
And I'd also like to acknowledge Business is Boring for winning the best... Oh, speak the devil. Bernard, shall I answer it live on post?
Yes,
oh,
yes. Yes. Yes, please
do. Speak it.
Kia ora, Bernard. How are you?
Okay, yeah. I've got a bit of a problem.
Oh, God. Never works out as planned when you answer a call.
That was exactly as planned.
That was his lung.
To be clear.
I've had some interviews fall through. That was supposed to be recorded pretty soon. But never mind. We'll manage that. This is far more important. The facts have changed. So I was just saying congratulations to Business is Boring, hosted by Simon Pounds, currently on hiatus, but we'll be back, for winning Best Business Podcast at the inaugural New Zealand Podcast Awards.
Which podcast won Best Politics Podcast?
I think it was it Hosco?
And what about second place?
Not Gone by Lunchtime.
And third place?
Not also Gone by Lunchtime.
So all radio shows?
All radio shows, yeah.
Interesting.
The Real Pod actually scooped up an award as well. Silver in Best Comedy / hey. Entertainment.
We haven't got much time, so you just snap.
So I just have a few thank you. No. So that was great. We'd love to see in the podcast awards next year
some extra podcasts.
I mean, look, if it's not too much to ask for the podcast awards to have a fucking podcast in.
As opposed to
we were beat
radio
in our category by a radio show. Admittedly, a funnier...
Much funnier radio show. Yeah. And
were
also
you beat by Megan Fletch and Vaughan?
No.
The Matt and Jerry show.
Dom and JJ.
Matt, Jerry and...
Duncan, I've been doing my research and they actually put together a bespoke pod to go with their repackage.
Still, they record it in a radio studio.
Yeah, I know. Whereas we just do it in the
same microphones they use to broadcast on the airwaves. No.
It's a travesty.
No, thank you.
Also, Coming Home, which we released last year, but it was nominated or it was a finalist in the Voyagers this year. So congratulations for not actually winning that, but it was still good to just be in there.
It's good to be invited.
Huge Nelly energy for us.
That was all.
That's it?
That's it, I think. I mean, I'd love to the opportunity to thank my team at the end, but we'll get there.
The sound of hangover.
We're gonna do villains and heroes, aren't we?
That's what we do.
That's how the super pod works year after year. Is this the fifth one we've done? I think maybe
it's the world's slowest podcast series.
That's right. People hear the bells for Christmas and they think it's super pod time. The villain for me, I am going to nominate Sandra Gowdy, who's the Coromandel mayor, who didn't like scanning in and then didn't like vaccination. She did that whole "I don't like the Pfizer one, I'd rather have Pinot Gris" or whatever.
And, fair enough. Though.
And I delicious. Just think, I think that our political leaders, our civic leaders, have been so outstanding across the board. Lucky enough to have none of our elected members of parliament deviated from responsible encouragement for everyone to get vaccinated, which is great.
Just a slight hesitation from one.
I am delighted that every MP has had two doses of Pfizer. So that's my villain. Jane, do you have anyone else you want to thank?
I'd like to thank the producers of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette NZ, so they could fall into my villain category for this year.
Okay.
On behalf of The Real Pod. It started out with such promise with Lexi's Bachelorette season. It looked like it was going to be great, and then we realised that they were shoehorning two seasons into one. So they recorded the amount of time they'd normally spend recording two seasons. So one season they recorded two, and they did the same for the rollout of the earring. And as a result, they also used when I say use, that's probably not the right word. Maybe it is. I don't know. Moses Mackay of Solomeo was our celebrity bachelor, and it just didn't work. Didn't work, sorry. Sure. So they really let us down. It used to be the pinnacle. In fact, it's why The Real Pod started, was The Bachelor.
It's true.
We first started recapping The Bachelor when King Art Green was The Batch, and feel like they may have just killed the franchise in this country. Oh.
Come on, someone needs to go in there and say to them, we're not here to fuck spiders.
Yeah, that'd be Jordan Major, so we need to wheel him out to say that.
Bring back Jordan.
Definitely do not.
No, don't do that. It's actually fine, just leave it.
Leonie, have you got any villains you would like to put in our villain cabinet?
I do. It's not an individual, more of a category.
Mm.
My villains of 2021, it's very much anyone who threatened another person online this year over their COVID thoughts or vaccination status. And I mean from either side of the divide.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even talking about anyone who shared misinformation, because I do understand the complex lifestyles and choices behind not really understanding the science behind it. I'm just talking about the absolute psychos out there threatening and insulting people for their thoughts and beliefs. You are the least helpful people in the world this year for helping us get through this.
Mm.
And I hate every single one of you with a really deep passion.
Mm.
Both sides of the fence, you know what I mean? I just, some of the threats, I mean, I've received some. We've done a piece on some of the extreme threats of death and violence that journalists have received. But it's not just people in the media. It's just regular people.
Mm.
Just hurling the absolute worst things you could possibly say to another human being at each other, as if there are no consequences to that. At a time where people are turning to social media for information and solace and just something to help them make sense of this terrible time. So, yeah, you can all get fucked.
Is that a threat?
Yeah. Intimidating.
Yeah, it was very intimidating. I apologise.
Netsafe.co.nz. Duncan.
Kia ora. Mine is highly related to Leonie's, but potentially more extreme. So my villain is just is a similar thing. It's a vibe.
Your villain is the vibe.
Or a concept.
Damn it, the vibe. Just generally the vibe.
The vibe's been bad.
The vibe.
No, the concept of social media.
Just the whole internet?
Oh, I actually quite like some of the internet. Like, I can order a taxi with my phone.
Yes.
That's crazy.
It is actually crazy.
It's crazy you're ordering a taxi.
You could order a taxi with your phone many years ago.
I could,
yeah, he's just Duncan's punching in 09-09-300-3000.
Okay. Can you cut that out? That's insubordination. So basically this year started on January 6th, January 7th in New Zealand, when a bunch of people, I use the term loosely, sort of stormed the Capitol, like this very visceral kind of assault on democracy itself. And while they were aided and abetted in terms of the conceptual basis for what they were doing by the then president, they were also, like, all of the amplification and transmission of the, like, just mad shit that they believed was went through social media. And we had just yesterday, like, thousands of people marching on a fucking empty parliament, which honestly is funny. But it's also just, like, it's freaky to me. Like what's happening in America is the sort of, you have, like, a division in society based on kind of, like, a rational assessment of facts and, like, we're just making shit up group. And that group is enormous.
Mm.
And in New Zealand, we still have this kind of, on some sense, a shared reality. And that thing relies on a whole bunch of kind of, like, has an institutional basis. And I just think that this kind of libertarian era of social media, completely unregulated, no consequences to bad shit happening there. We know how it ends. Like, we can see the future, and it looks like hell. And I would love it if someone in government, they could become my hero next year, is just take this shit seriously. Like, it's embarrassing for us as a country and us as a fucking global population that we're just like, oh, it seems real bad that the most valuable companies in the world are, like, destroying us. Could we not, like, maybe just think about some freaking guardrails for this shit? Anyway, that's just what I think.
Festive. That's going in the
You wanted a villain.
Villain pile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Mad.
I took the brief quite literally. So my personal villain for this year is John Bishop.
Hey.
Oh, he's still mine. That's the food sections.
Sorry, he's branched out. That's the problem.
Yeah, true.
John Bishop, who writes for stuff.co.nz about, you know,
stuff.
A few things, yeah. He is my villain mostly because I feel like, as much as it's fun to make, you know, kind of mock people for just complaining about silly shit all the time.
He wrote a column about not being able to get a sausage roll.
He wrote a column about not being able to get a sausage roll. He also wrote a column today.
Yeah.
About the fact that he wanted to go to Northland, but he felt like he wasn't wanted, and so actually he's not going to go anymore. And
he's not angry or upset about it.
He's not angry or upset about either of those things.
Just to be clear, the argument was, people are saying to me, please don't come, and I'm going to teach them by not coming.
Yes.
That's exactly
The headline suggested that it was going to actually be quite a positive one, and like, oh, I am not really wanted here. Mm. Sounds like I should not go. Mm. But instead it was, I'm not wanted, and I'm not angry or upset about it.
No.
But I am very annoyed, and I'm going to complain about it and sort of huff and puff and whatever.
Doing what they've politely asked me to do. That'll teach them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Sausage rolls, don't get though, right?
Like, he's protesting the lack of sausage rolls by not buying the no sausage rolls, right?
Yeah.
Right. But also, it begs the question that, do the staff see him coming and quickly shove the sausage rolls into the backup warmer under the counter?
Look, do they have, like, a picture of John Bishop, like, behind the counter, facing them, not facing out, and it's just like, if you see this man...
Hide the sausage rolls.
Stash the sausage.
Someone has actually photoshopped up a giant sausage roll with legs, like, jogging, so that everyone can understand that whenever you see him, hide the sausage rolls.
I do feel like a tiny bit of villainy belongs to, without knowing who is actually responsible, to whomstever at that publication thinks it's okay to publish this man.
I thought you were going to say a tiny bit of villainy also to the person who didn't order enough sausage rolls.
I'm sitting right next to her.
Yeah.
Her name is Matt Chapman.
Look, I didn't say I'm not a villain. I'm just... I am... Yeah, I don't know. I think, obviously, it is good to move away from the, like, very outright racist, sexist, all the other things columns that have certainly been around in media forever, but turns out this kind of bland nothingness is almost worse somehow.
It's like we have
Mad
to give...
Chapman's campaign to bring back Bob. First big columnist announcement for the spin-off in 2022. Sir Bob.
Yeah, at least we're not. Yeah, I don't know. It just really... there's something about it that just makes me... It's also, I think, a bit of the cynicism where you know that that is published knowing that people will... You know, because it's not clickbaity or inciting anger out of, like, a genuine anger. It's just, we're going to piss people off. And as somebody who ranks things that very frequently piss people off, I'm aware of that aspect and dynamic. But it's just so bad. And I don't know why he keeps writing. I mean, I don't know when he's writing these things, but it does just feel like he's typing things out and texting them for someone and then they're, like, compiling them together.
Dictaphone on the driver. Mm.
Yeah, the beauty of the internet.
You know what's going to happen now is he's going to teach us a lesson by cancelling his spin-off membership.
He's not a member of the spin-off.
I know he's not. Cancelling his non-membership.
He refuses to sign up.
Alice, have you had a chance to think of a new villain?
Yeah, I got a goodie. It's kind of related.
So is it Mad for stealing your villain?
Yeah. It's Mad for stealing my villain and eating the last sausage roll. But it's also, and this is kind of related to John Bishop, anyone who is rude to people working in hospitality or any service, people facing industry, because, you know, they've had a fucking hard year and the last thing they need is for you to be a dick. Like, don't be a dick if you have to show, you know, they ask to see your vaccine passport or you can't get a table because, you know, they need to space out. Just be nice to people in hospital.
Yes.
It's not hard.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Very much. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's lift the mood by going on to heroes now. We are going to go around and say our heroes. How's that? When Jane invited me to host this podcast, she did not know that she was going to have such molten gold flowing through the streets.
I hope people were sitting down when they knew crazy heavy concert.
It's really hard when you're used to hosting a podcast to let someone else host it. But you're doing a great job. I just want to derail things for a sec.
Oh,
I want to pass the TI here. Sorry. To just get his highlights and lowlights from within the studio before we move on to heroes.
Ooh.
Did you know this was happening?
Who's the best podcaster?
Oh, shit.
And remember who approves your leave, that's all I'm saying.
No, highlights and lowlights from the 6 months that I've been here. Kind of tough to choose. The whole experience was a bit fucked by lockdown, which was a big chunk of the time that I've been working here so far. So I feel like the lowlights, the 14 or so weeks that we couldn't be here recording all of the great pods on the Spinoff Podcast Network.
Great answer.
And the highlights was definitely, without a doubt, when culinary superstar Carlo Buenaventura came in for dietary requirements and gave us, what was the, he made his bread and he made the other
delicious,
thing.
Delicious, like parmesan custard parmesan situation. Parmesan custard. Oh, yeah, and he brought us like a literal bucket of it.
Yeah.
That was good. Delicious. I always forgot about
that. You guys are all lovely to work with, but that parmesan custard was top shelf.
Was it not when Duncan recorded his year-end monopod? Was that not the highlight?
where
no parmesan custard.
Weird that that wasn't the highlight. Where did a literal bucket of custard be?
We had some good food times. What about the flounder at Kingy? That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was off-site though.
Yeah, true.
I would like to point out that in much of the feedback I've received about Nair, one of the listeners highlights, the readers of my podcast, the feedback nearly always includes how wonderful T.I.'s voice is in the voice breaks.
Mm. Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Smooth. So thank you for carrying my podcast.
Now we're going to ask T.I. to read all of the jokes again in his beautiful bedside voice.
Yeah.
Shall we do heroes?
Yeah. Shall I go first?
Yes.
Yeah, you go first.
Why don't I go first? What did I say? Oh, yeah, vaccine people, blah, blah, blah. Also, I think I might have said this last year or the year before, and, you know, it's kind of a sentimental time of year, but I do think it's worth taking a second just to stop speaking, looking at politics, looking at our elected politicians, our public service, and also our media there at Parliament. Not perfect. I follow British politics reasonably closely, having lived there for a long time, actually being a citizen of Britain too. Scoop. And
that's going on the platform.kiwi.
You just need to read 5 minutes about the kind of politics in Britain, look across the Tasman and Australia, whatever. So we're actually pretty lucky. So we spend a lot of the year being quite critical of all the people in those roles, so I think it's worth just noting how lucky we are. But the true greatest hero of all, the greatest heroes of New Zealand in 2021 are Colin and Donna Craig Brown, who, do you know who I'm talking about here?
No, they,
not Colin.
Oh, I just heard Colin Craig in close proximity and shat myself.
Is this the potato?
This is the potato.
Oh, the potato.
They dub up.
Is this the potato? Is my favourite question that's ever been asked on a story that I've forgotten.
It's a food story. It was a real real news story.
Thank God Toby remembered.
Just a massive fucking potato.
I just want to start all our interviews with, is this the potato?
Hey, the potato's got a name.
Nice thing. Oh, yeah, it's called Doug, but I don't like that.
Yeah.
I just think it's just the big potato. It's like, I think, it's like sort of 3 kilos. No, 7 kilos.
I don't know, but lots it had its own kilos, little trolley.
Really big, quite ugly, but just massive.
Well, you want it to be like a hot potato.
That's the hero.
Frontline healthcare, yada, yada, yada. What about the potato?
Are they the are they the hero or is the potato the hero?
He said them.
Okay. I feel like you made the wrong choice.
To you on that one?
You made the wrong choice there.
I just think Colin and Donna.
Fact check.
Also, just, they did a lot of media from their farm on the outskirts of Hamilton, and they made me proud. It felt like a real, what do they say, nature is healing or whatever. That's nature. Fucking massive potato.
But it felt like an accident,
novelty,
right?
Novelty vegetable news is very good. Balm for the soul in times of strife.
They had some really great sound bites from that interview as well. That was Holy Snap and Turtle Teeth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was 7.9 kgs is Doug's size.
Big potato.
I got the fork in and jabbed it out of the ground and Holy Snapping Turtle Teeth thought, Holy Snapping Turtle Teeth, what's going on here? I thought, what is this? Is Colin Craig Brown.
Holy Snapping Turtle Teeth.
I said to Donna, it's a potato, and she went, no, and I said, yeah, it is.
That is, does that not make you proud?
Go, Kiwi. Yeah.
Give them a podcast, I reckon.
Going back around the other way, because, Alice, have you got a hero?
Yeah, my heroes are the baristas of Aotearoa, because...
And the solicitors.
Nah, them what make nice coffee.
Hi, Dad.
You need to pronounce it solicitors.
Because we had a very long level 4 up here in Auckland and I was a wreck. And I was so fucking sick of making my own shit
was
coffee.
Banging for a flat white.
No matter how
lockdown.
Fancy you go, it's just shit.
And you never heard about it though.
No, you never mentioned it.
I don't really like sharing my travails. And then we had a very long level 3 where one of the few joys was walking my dog Stanley down to my local coffee shop, Honeybones, and getting a delicious flat white. So God bless you baristas of New Zealand. I love each and every one of you.
Aww.
They're my heroes.
Even the anti-vax ones?
No, part of the anti-vax ones. And not ones that make shit coffee, only the good ones. So,
a lot of caveats to
this. There she is.
So actually...
Not you.
So, you know.
Just Nancy.
The creme de la creme. Yeah.
Madeline.
My... boring, earnest one is, I guess, Aucklanders.
That's me too.
Yep, congrats all. but my genuine one.
That's Mad's stadium announcement choice. Yeah, congrats.
I guess you have a 6 in the match. Well done, right?
Well done.
My genuine one that brought me lots of joy this year is the bicep trifecta of Lisa Carrington, Valerie Adams, and
Stuart
Emma
Nash.
Twigg.
Oh, sorry.
No, Stuart Nash just missed out.
Oh. He's so annoyed.
Who all won Olympic medals.
Yes.
Some more than one. And it was very exciting. And it was just one kind of proved that the women really outperform men all the time at the Olympics, which is just now a given but never really promoted. And two, despite the fact that I've said quite disparaging things about sports that are designed to win Olympic medals, which all three of those events are, they do cause a lot of joy in a shit year.
Yeah.
So I will happily, I'll probably not write about them again soon, even though
the next 2 weeks,
even though
least.
My beliefs have not changed on that front. But they are my, oh, and the women's sevens team.
Hey.
And Ruby Tui doing a great interview.
Ruby Tui. She was almost as good as Craig and Donna on the media.
That is true, yeah.
Imagine if you got Ruby Tui and that massive fucking potato together.
That's a podcast.
Hosting a talk show.
Yeah. Lock it in.
Let's get it. Duncan.
I will play the massive phone potato.
Sean Plunkett's got them on the phone to try and recruit for Mad for the platform .kiwi. I'm doing a lot of sponsored content.
Are they paying us here? Is that what's happening?
I just think it's a really great URL.
Can you beep it out? Can you make it like shmrush, shmrush, shmrush every time he says it?
2 hours ago. Funny, no. my hero is related to something Jane talked about earlier. It's Chris Parker.
Yay! Please.
Who gave every piece of himself to Celebrity Treasure Island. That show had no right to be good. Like, to be clear, it's a figment of Julie Christie's imagination. It's about 20 years old. It has no stakes. It's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
And yet somehow through the combination of the casting and the location and the and the sort of the spiritual force that Chris's passion for Rainbow Youth, yeah, the way that he just constantly talks about what he was doing was for his teenage self, and for all the people who had never felt seen, had never felt able to express their identities on television. And it was just like, it was just an incredibly moving show. It had no right to be. It doesn't even make any sense. When I try and explain it to people who didn't see it, they're like, cool, you're not okay, but I guess it's been locked down and so on. But it happened. It was real. And when he came into the office for his interview, he was weeping within about like 30 seconds. We all were. And it was the right thing to do. And he had this like crazy like energy, this force in him, and I'm like, that shit is gonna go somewhere. And we're making a show with him next year, which I'm super excited about. It could be there, but something is gonna happen to the world because of what happened to Chris Parker and what we all saw. So that's my hero. I also want to give an honorable mention to my beloved Taylor Swift for Taylor's versioning Red, because that I spent a lot of time emotionally engaging with that. I put some carbon into the world by like driving around the block, listening to All Too Well 10-minute version. I'm invested in this kind of crazy artist rights, billionaire six more billions kind of shit that she's doing. She's crazy like Jeremy Strong's crazy, but the results are good and I like them.
Duncan.
I feel like you really beautiful. Undercut your first hero with that yeah. second hero.
It's actually, you guys, it's beautiful. Amazing the number of people that tune into The Fold. It's really good. It does very well against your
now,
odds.
Next time you listen to it, you can imagine a father of three driving around the block speaking.
Come to Mount Albert. You might see it too.
But you know, better imagine Duncan dancing passionately with all his heart to it last night at the staff Christmas party.
Mm. I want to be back there.
And then telling me it was the greatest 10 minutes of his entire life straight afterwards.
Stand by it.
Leonie.
My heroes of 2021, I'm naming individuals, but they are also symbols of entire communities of heroes. They are Tina Ngata, Hone Harawira and Rawiri Jansen, Dr. Rawiri Jansen. All three of them stood tall for their people over the pandemic. They stood up to power. They stood up to their own people to protect them. They took fire. These rebels were accused of working for the government, being in the pocket of the government. They went out there and they put their necks on the line to increase health services in their area, to keep people out of their areas, to make sure that there was pressure at all times on our decision and policy makers to include Māori, Mātauranga and expertise. They were ignored a lot of the time. But they kept at it, and honestly, and of course, if any of those people are listening to me say this, they're going to be like, no, it wasn't me, it was a team. But they do really stand out for me as people who put their necks on the line. Horn is used to it. Nothing, you know, phases that guy. He was just like, shut up if someone was like, you're a sellout. He's like, whatever. But yes, I just it's been a really hard year for some of our leaders. I mean, you're used to getting pushback from our pākehā institutions, but actually getting it in the neck from your own people is a whole different ball game. It's a lot harder to deal with. And those guys are my absolute heroes, heroes of my heart.
Aww. That's so well put. Thanks. So well put. It's just been an exhausting year for everyone. And so to add to that, all the things you're talking about when you put your head above the parapet and sort of all day, all night. That's a lot. Thank you. Jane,
I'm so pleased I get to follow that with my silly shit.
No, it's so good. We're going one for one. Up, down.
Let's just circle right back to reality television for a moment, if we could. I want to put up for my hero of the year. I've actually got a couple, sorry. But Lady Six, she was a judge or a guesser or whatever they're called on, the guessing panel for the Masked Singer. And she really put in the hard yards to promote LAB.
guessing, is such a good hero.
Guessing literally every time that one of the Masked Singers was either a backup singer from LAB, and at one point she went rogue and suggested it could be Joel Shadbolt, who actually is one of the fronting people of LAB. Weirdly, none of the Masked Singers were anyone from LAB. But she really, you know, she showed real tenacity and up again, you know, people.
I think they sold out Spark Arena mainly because she was like, people were just going like, what the fuck is LAB?
So she saw a cause and she went for it against the odds. I would also like to make special mention of Josh Thompson, who just last week on Celebrity Bake Off, clutch performance from him to just get him for the hero nod at the end of the year, did an incredible job of this most amazing, like it was a roast chicken cake, a roast turkey cake with an imagining of his own face on it as part of a selfie challenge. Truly, he wept tears because your Christmas time makes him think of his mum who passed away, and it was actually so. Fuck you guys for laughing.
Yeah. You just said he made a roast turkey cake with his own face on the top.
That wasn't me.
It's a trap.
It was a trap. I really Trojan horse that
really
one. Sorry.
Bernard Hickey does. No disclaimer at the start.
But it was actually very, very beautiful. I think I just do my department thanks here. If that's all right with you, Toby, as the host of the pod, I'll just shoehorn them in here. Is that okay?
There are more thanks.
This is my true heroes.
It's going to be like Shortland Street credits.
My true love. Halle Berry at the Oscars. My true heroes are my team. So GI here, Callum Henderson, Tina Tiller.
Woo!
And all you podcast hosts.
Aww.
Would you like to give them a big up?
I'd love to give you all great big ups. This is a shout out and heaps of ups. without the host being clever and funny and informed and mostly on time, apart from Ben Thomas, consistently not on time.
Ben's a problem.
He's busy.
You know, you guys are all amazing. I wouldn't have a job without you, so thanks for that. Thanks for paying my mortgage. And
you're welcome.
Yeah. Particularly you, Matt.
Always on time to my podcast.
But no, love you all. You do a great job, and you make working in the podcast department a real pleasure.
We love you too, Jane.
Joy to work with you, Jane.
And thanks also for your lockdown pods too, because that was no easy task.
That was really annoying.
Time. Yeah. That was where I wondered whether T.I.A. realised he'd made a terrible mistake. Sort of up at 10 o'clock at night.
That was close second to the Parmesan custard. Was the late night pods.
Mountain Dew. On tap.
It was a lot of custard.
My veins.
So
oh, shit, and all the people who listen to our podcast.
Oh, yeah, them. Good.
And
good.
The readers.
Also, I think we should just say, for those of you who've made it to the end, a really, really super big, insanely massive, potato-sized thank you to the spin-off members who I mean, are we allowed to say this? We had a few sort of sticky
months. Are you talking about whether you can call them Doug?
We, you know, with the lockdown, did have some implications for the spin-off as a business. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you can say that. It's a real thing. Like,
it's a total real thing. But it's absolutely true to say that we wouldn't be here if we didn't have members who support the spin-off and support our people and our kaupapa and the work that emerges every day. So we're just incredibly grateful to people who who contributed that.
Oh, yeah.
Kia ora. That's true. This karahimeti would have been a lump of coal and not a 7.9 kilo potato if it weren't for the spin-off movie.
Big difference.
All right, let's go make some chips. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you to our live studio audience. Tina Tiller.
Do not want to listen to this.
Callum Henderson, who has left, he just walked out before. And Stanley the dog, who sat through the whole thing and listened to it all.
He probably needs to do a wee office.
He looks tired.
He's exhausted.
Go do a wee, Stan.
Right, let's all go and do a wee. Thank you. Bye. Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
You too.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spin-Off. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spin-Off member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spin-Off. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spin-Off member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spin-Off Podcast Network.